This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this July 10th, 2015. I am David Knight, your host. Joining us at the bottom of the hour is going to be Joe Biggs. We're going to talk about a couple of things. Of course, Jade Helm is coming up very soon. We're also going to talk to him a little bit about the way the Confederate flag issue has been handled. And, of course, we see whenever there's a shooting, typically what people do is they don't focus on the individual. They certainly don't look at the fact that they were always taking some kind of psychoactive drug, something like a serotonin reuptake inhibitor. They ignore that. That's the common thread with all this. They ignore the person. They ignore what drugs they're on, but they focus on the gun. Well, that he used such and such a gun, so we need to ban those guns. Now they're doing the same thing with the flag. But, see, there's a different agenda about this. They have a political agenda, and, of course, what's troubling is to see that the inanimate objects that are representing this agenda, that they're actually trying to balkanize the public. So we're going to talk to him a little bit about that as well. There is some good news today. We have Maine becoming the sixth constitutional carry state. They just signed a constitutional carry. And if you don't know what constitutional carry means, that means that they recognize that you have a right to keep and bear arms, period. Okay? That's what the Constitution says. It recognizes that as a fundamental right. It's not a privilege, not a license that you get granted. It is a fundamental right. And Maine has now become the sixth state to do that. We've had some movement in that direction even here in Texas. Texas had some of the worst carry laws, surprisingly. They had some movement on this earlier this year, but we still are not at constitutional carry. Also, in terms of firearms, there's an interesting article on USA Today that the Army is now considering hollow point bullets for a new pistol. You remember when we were talking about the massive purchase of ammunition, how they were buying billions of rounds of ammunition, how that was enough ammunition that would last them for a conflict like the Iraq War at its peak for decades? Remember when we talked about that? And remember when we pointed out that it was hollow point bullets? That is not something that the military uses. This is all for domestic law enforcement consumption. They point out the Army is considering the use of expanding and fragmenting ammunition, such as hollow point bullets. Now, they say there's a myth out there that expanding and fragmenting bullets are prohibited in international armed conflict, but that doesn't make any sense now, said a Pentagon spokesman. Yeah. It's not actually a myth. They actually point out that this was an 1899 Hague Convention rule that on the battlefield you would not use bullets that expand or flatten easily in the human body. So he says, yeah, but we never really signed that. We weren't a signatory on that. But everybody agreed to that. And, of course, the U.S. Army, even though they didn't sign that, they did not use hollow point bullets because that was an agreement that it was inhumane. Nevertheless, every country's law enforcement uses hollow point bullets against its own citizens, you see. Hollow point bullets at the Dum Dum Armory in India, they used to call them Dum Dums and call them hollow points. They were specifically created to do maximum damage for crowd control. They were always set up for civilian use. They're a very expensive round. That's another aspect of this that we continually pointed out to the critics. We could show them the orders from Homeland Security, and they would ignore that, these massive purchasing orders, and they say, well, look, you know, this small agency over here bought 50,000 of them, so it's just for training, it's just for target practice. And so it makes no sense to use essentially anti-personnel bullets, if you want to put it that way, for target training. They're extremely expensive. That's not what they're used for. They're used for crowd control. And now this is underscores yet again what we've been saying all along, that our government is stockpiling hollow point bullets. But I guess now we're going to start using them for the military, because they're going to start using the military on us. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Friday, July 10th, 2015. One of the articles that I came across today that really, really disturbed me was the story of a SWAT raid. This is in St. Louis. They raided the wrong home. They break the windows. Then they issue a family a citation for the broken windows. Listen to how this breaks down. The family's sitting down for dinner. If you've ever seen, again, when I read this, it was just like straight out of the movie Brazil by Terry Gilliam, kind of a cross between 1984 and Monty Python's Flying Circus. He's one of the guys that was involved in it, the American. He directed that that film. Again, this is the kind of dystopia that we live in, the kind of dysfunctional dystopia that we live in. They point out the family sitting down to dinner. All of a sudden, flash grenades bang through the house. Everything starts to explode. The front doors kick down. Armed assailants rush in. AR-15 rifles drawn and pointed at Walker and his family. These armed and incredibly incompetent, dangerous assailants, according to Free Thought Project, were members of the St. Louis Police Department SWAT team. Now, here's where it gets even more interesting. They're at the wrong house. They realize they're at the wrong house. But for 2 hours, they go over everything in the house, even though this isn't the house of somebody who is dealing drugs. And listen, to all the conservatives out there, just understand that this violent intrusion is an enforcement of a UN agenda. You think they're not going to get violent with UN Agenda 21? You need to understand that the drug war that Richard Nixon declared was 10 years after the UN created its drug prohibition agenda, even having the four schedules of drugs there. It was verbatim an enactment of the UN agenda, just like we see done with the UN Agenda 21. The UN comes up with an agenda for getting everybody out of their private property, forced into the cities, and then they leave it up to the individual localities to enforce that. That's precisely what they did with the drug war. But nevertheless, these people had nothing to do with that. They're totally innocent of any of that. So they stayed there for 2 hours. They said they knew they were at the wrong address. Nevertheless, they tore the house apart in search of a non-existent reason to justify what they had done. And they point out, of course, that if he had been surprised and tried to defend himself, as we've seen many people do when your house is invaded by armed people, your instinct is to defend yourself. You get killed and you wind up a statistic, and it would have been on the nightly news that he was shot while he was trying to kill the police. Forget the fact that they initiate it. Nevertheless, this is what they did. They couldn't find anything, so they called a building inspector. They couldn't find anything illegal that they could hang on these people to justify their raid, so they called a building inspector 2 hours later. He goes around and he sees broken windows, which the SWAT team broke. And then he gives them a citation for the broken windows. The SWAT team did. Okay. This is the absurdity straight out of Brazil. Like I said, you know, is it Buttle? Is it Tuttle? Who cares? You know, we don't make mistakes. We just go ahead and if you haven't seen that movie, you need to see it. It's one of my all-time favorite movies. I watch it at least once a year. Anyway, this is what happened. And this is not the first time this has happened. In St. Louis, they did the same thing, raiding the wrong house. They had a military-style raid. The house was destroyed. Their dog was killed. Their mother was kidnapped. And the reason was because they were behind on their gas bill. We've seen that happen before. A few years ago, the Department of Education did a armed SWAT team. Well, this is when they were not nearly as common as they are now. An armed SWAT raid on a family where the mother was behind in her student loans. A year prior to this happening, the Washington Post had looked at the procurements by the Department of Education. Like, why are they buying militarized equipment? Why are they buying bulletproof vests and helmets and shotguns and all this stuff? Why are they arming? Why is the Department of Education arming itself? And then within a year, you see exactly why. Because it was their intention to go around and use SWAT raids to collect on student loans. And it was even worse. After they drug these people out, drug the husband, drug the kids out, face down, on the ground, in the middle of the night, they found out that the mom hadn't lived there for many years. Who was behind on her school loans. Is that a reasonable way to come after people? Now, of course, like I said, the Washington Post realized that because they looked at the procurements. And we've talked about our government buying billions of rounds of ammunition, so much that they could fight something at the level of the Iraq War for many decades. And we questioned what's going on with that. And, of course, they would spend that. Say, that's just for target practice. And we say, no, it's not for target practice. Not that quantity and not the kind of bullets. And just as I mentioned in the last segment, the U.S. Army, this is reported by USA Today, the U.S. Army is going to now buy hollow points for a new pistol that they have. Because, see, the Army didn't use hollow points. They were banned by the Hague Convention of 1899. And they point out, well, the U.S. didn't sign that. Nevertheless, they abided by that, did not use hollow point bullets in battle. No, hollow point bullets were reserved by the domestic police to be used against their own citizens in the individual countries. And of course, they're a very expensive round. They're not something that you would use for target practice. They're something you use to control the population with a jackboot on their throat. This Washington Post article, 1 in 13 people killed by guns are killed by police. They say that's a rate of about 1 every 9 hours or 2.5 shootings per day. By comparison, cops in Germany killed only 8 people from 2013 to 2014, 2-year period. British police didn't kill anyone last year. Okay. Another story from the Washington Post. Norwegian cops fired their guns twice last year. Didn't hit anyone either time. Yet, not in the U.S. The cops in the U.S. are responsible for 8% of the gun deaths. And then they go on to say, well, it's undoubtedly justifiable in many of these cases or in self-defense. It's like, I have to ask you this question then. Why is it that the other cops in other countries don't feel the need to kill people in self-defense? Why is it they don't feel that that's justifiable? It's because it's the way they're being trained now. The training is very different now for the police than it was not too long ago. Again, back in New Mexico, when there was the shootings, many of the shootings, it came to light that people in Albuquerque being shot at a higher rate even than in New York City. When you normalize it for the population, we had that that shooting that went viral of the homeless man in the hills. So everybody started focusing on that, but they'd been under investigation for that prior to that. It was in the state, the New Mexico State Police Training Academy, that they put in what one of the long-term instructors called a shoot-first curriculum. This is something that's being driven from Washington. This is an agenda that's coming out of Washington, this militarization of the police. Just like they're putting the MRAPs and all these small-town police departments, they are training them to act this way, to shoot first, to come after civilians like this. That instructor who had worked there for many decades blew the whistle on it, and he refused to teach that curriculum, and he resigned. But now the people who have taken his place, they're going to teach that curriculum because that's the way it is working in the United States. And, of course, that is part of the control that is coming down, the iron fist that is going to enforce the law as we are staring at economic collapse. And, again, what's going on in China? We've had this this massive movement this week with China and with Greece. Here's something that puts it in perspective. This is from MarketWatch. They say China's stock market crash is just the beginning. They say the Chinext index, which is one of their stock market index, lost 42% of its value over the last 21 days. It wasn't just this crash at the beginning of this week. They say investors and traders who piled into Chinese shares over the past year caused the Shanghai to rise 150%, other markets to catapult even more dramatically. Then they faced margin calls because they were highly leveraged, just like 1929. Remember the feeding frenzy in 1929? Everybody was buying everything on margin, and people were saying, hey, you know, the shoeshine boy just went down and bought stocks. That is what has fueled what's going on in China. And, of course, this is something that is tied to the derivatives market, which was what caused the 2008 collapse, which was put onto the various countries like Greece that made their sovereign debt so unsustainable. Like, it's all connected. It's all related, and the chickens are coming home to roost. They say Shanghai opened up strongly at 8.5% by Monday, despite Greece's no vote. They said, but then shares slipped throughout the trading day and closed up only 2.5%. That was a clear sign that the government had taken its best shot and failed. And they point out, secular bear markets feature sudden violent rallies, and then many bull markets will come in that will fool people into thinking that they're the genuine article, that it's all over with. It's also called a dead cat bounce. And that may be what we're seeing with some of these small movements here. They say the Great Recession and a domestic real estate bust are the fundamentals behind what's going on in China. And I remember at the end of the year, I had an interview with Gerald Celente. And he sat there with a paper out of China, and he said, look at this. This is a massive real estate bubble. They understand what's going on in China. They're very alarmed about it in the Chinese press, but he goes, you don't see anything about it in the New York Times. You don't see anything about it in the Wall Street Journal. You don't see anything about it in any of the U.S. papers. And he said, this is going to come home to roost, and we're starting to see that. That's why many people don't believe that this was this crash was something that is just temporary. They've also pointed out that this was equivalent to losing the entire economy of India, this wipeout that came out. The amount of equity that was lost was equivalent to the entire economy of India. Absolutely amazing. They say China has lost the equivalent of 15 Greeces in their market capitalization just in 3 weeks. In other words, the value of the stock market in China has gone down 15 times the size of the entire Greece economy. This is also another article up on Infowars.com, why China has no choice but to arrest the sellers. They say after dozens of separate interventions, manipulations, central planning machinations over the last 3 weeks, China's resorted to threats calling for the arrest of hostile short sellers. So the reason they went this so Orwellian is because they have lost so much money. And there was a zero hedge. That's a zero hedge article. There was one earlier in the week. They had some jokes of people showing pictures of a Chinese guy saying, "I didn't swear. I didn't sell. I swear I didn't sell." So this is what they're going to do. They're going to start arresting people who sell their stocks because that's the way the communists do things. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more economic news.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Tired of the garbage on the radio? Let's change hip-hop. Support true rap music. The new album, Escape from Prison Planet, drops July 1st. Download it for free or pay what you think it's worth. Don't think it's worth anything? Pay nothing. Go to truerapmusic.com for details. That's truerapmusic.com. There's a war on for your mind. For your mind. For your mind.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Usually the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. And I want to go back to what's happening in Greece as well as in China. There's some interesting news there. Also, Eric Holder, as Matt Tiabi of Rolling Stone points out, is essentially a Wall Street double agent who is coming in from the cold. He is now retired and gone back from whence he came. And we're going to talk a little bit about that as well as his legacy, what he did there and what he did not do. I want to cover that article as well. This segment of the Alex Jones Show is brought to you by Super Male Vitality. You know, summer is here. Now is the time to transform your body and get healthy. Super Male Vitality combines the best organic herbs and extracts to help make that possible. And again, like our other products, you can read the reviews online. There's over 500 reviews on InfoWarsLife.com about Super Male Vitality. Here's just one of them. excuse me. This is from Dr. Rock in North Texas. He says, I'm an occupational therapist, militarily trained. I travel a lot without a lot of rest. I feel this product energizes me to present myself as energetic, positive, and to have energy left over for the rest of my daily activities. Again, you can look at those reviews at InfoWarsLife.com. Super Male Vitality. Get it while we still have it in stock because these products sell out pretty quickly, actually. As I was just pointing out in the last segment, of course, Greece is a very small problem compared to China. China's $2 trillion loss in just the last 17 days is the equivalent to losing the entire economy of India. This is from the article by Zero Hedge on InfoWars.com, why China has no choice but to arrest the sellers. And they also point out it's the equivalent to losing 15 Greeces in the same amount of time. It looks like there is now an agreement with Germany is now going to look favorably upon the extend and pretend offer from the Greek Prime Minister, Tsipras. It was interesting earlier this week, we all got very excited when the Greek people said, you know, we don't want to keep going further and further into debt with these bankers who are starving and blackmailing us. And of course, they are starving them. They're starving them of capital. They're starving them of liquidity. So they said no to the deal. And it was interesting, I think, when Alex played the clips of Nigel Farage, and he was saying, leave with your head held high. Get out of this. And they kept cutting back and forth from what the inspirational words, I thought, of Nigel Farage, because you know, he's of the viewpoint that everybody needs to, we need to have government that is decentralized, where people control their lives. And yet, as they cut back and forth between these different, between him speaking, they would cut back to the Greek Prime Minister, and he had his head down. He looked very angry. And I kind of got a feel at that time that he really wasn't, he didn't really have his heart in to leaving this. He really didn't want to take the independence route, that he wanted to strike an agreement with them. And I thought it was very interesting. You know, a couple of weeks ago, it was not this last weekend when they had the vote, but the previous weekend, in the morning, the Greek finance minister, Yanis Varoufakis, had said, we're not going to put any capital controls on. By that night, they had capital controls on. And then through the week, he said, look, if the people vote to accept this deal from the European Union, from the European Central Bank, the IMF, I'm going to resign. Well, they didn't, but he still resigned. And I don't know. I don't know what's going on inside there. I don't have any special inside knowledge. I'm just looking at this and thinking, perhaps he's of a different mind than this guy who's the prime minister there, Tsipras. Maybe he doesn't want to go along that route. You know, in a couple of months ago, he was writing things like this. Greece will adopt Bitcoin if there's no deal. He was talking about how they were going to go to a different currency. And it wasn't so much what he had to say about Bitcoin that was interesting, but the fact that he laid out for people who were critical of that, that he said, look, you need to understand what goes on with the Depression. With the Depression, prices are falling. When somebody orders materials to make their products, prices are continually falling. Prices are falling for their finished good. By the time they get those raw materials in, make their product, and then go to sell it, the price has dropped. They may already be in the red. They may not be able to recover what they have paid for the raw materials. And what gets even worse is people understand that the prices are falling, so they put off their purchases. And that makes it even more difficult to sell. That's why you have a massive economic collapse. That's why everybody is so afraid of deflation. That's what brings on things like the Great Depression. And so he was pointing out that they needed liquidity. They needed cash. One of the ways that they would do that, he suggested, was maybe to use something like Bitcoin, some kind of a cryptocurrency, that they could operate outside of the European Union. outside of the central banks, outside of the bondholders, that they would create something that he called a future tax coin. That doesn't sound very attractive, but it would essentially have been a bond. You buy it for, let's say, 1,000 euros, is that example he gave, and in 2 years you sell it back to them for 1,500 euros of tax credit. That would be a way for them to get liquidity, a way for them to get money because they are being starved by the central bank. Stay with us. We're going to be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver. Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. In the last segment, we start talking about the economics of what's happening in Greece. And although it is much, much smaller than what's going on in China, and China is very concerning because it has a lot of parallels to 1929. Not only are people buying things on margin, and now as the stock market crashes, they get these margin calls, and it causes this cascading effect. We saw the same thing happen at the beginning of the Great Depression. It is 13 times the size of the Greek economy. It is the ascending economy, just as the United States was the ascending economy as the Great Depression began. Great Britain was the largest economy, but the U.S. was taking its place. Similarly, we have the ascending economy, China, which is about to become the largest, I think by many measures it already has become the largest, just as it's starting to come up. and take its place as the ascending economy where the engine of growth is, that economy then collapses out of a frenetic stock market that's operating largely on margin. So there's a lot of parallels there, and it's a gigantic economy. But you can see what's going on in Greece in terms of the political machinations of these international, multinational corporations and the efforts to create a world government. And I think that's one of the aspects of this that's very interesting, as well as the insights that we get into the vital role of currency and how important it is for countries to control their own currency and not relinquish that control to some privately controlled central bank. That's the root of the causes of Greece's problems right now. And, of course, this is a competition that's been playing out this last week between the Germans and the Greeks, as was pointed out, and this is in the newspaper this is. Nevertheless, Greece News Live, Greeks and Germans in a rift with the rest of Europe. Actually, it was Germans in a rift with the rest of Europe. And now it looks like Brussels, this is a article from yesterday, it looks like Brussels has now put pressure on the Germans to bow to the demands of Greece to extend these new terms on these loans. These are not necessarily good terms. They're raising the retirement age to 67. You keep hearing about how they've got these lavish pension funds. They're retiring early. Well, maybe that was the case. It's not going to be the case now. 67, that's far longer than anybody else in Europe. And, of course, they're going to cut their pensions by over 40%. But we see the press in a full court trying to show them as being irresponsible. Things like this. From the Telegraph, the Greek government's monthly salary and pensions bill is roughly the equivalent of buying 548 Bugatti Veyrons every month. Of course, that's a supercar that sells for $1 or $2 million. You know what? It isn't the pensioners that are getting Bugatti Veyrons. They're not getting 548 Bugatti Veyrons. And, of course, they're not saying that, but that's a very subtle psychological insinuation that they're living above their means. They put that picture there. Oh, you know, this supercar, this luxury car, buying 548 of these multi-million-dollar cars every month. No, the people who can afford that are the Goldman Sachs bankers who engineered this financial crisis. They're going to have a lot of austerity. They've already cut 25% of their economy with these previous austerity programs. They have a 25% unemployment rate amongst youth. It's 50%. They are suffering from a depression, and this is how you get depression. You dry up the supply of cash. You cause deflation, just as I was talking about before the break. And I think the finance minister, who just resigned this last week, and I think he understands that, and he kind of laid out for people who didn't really understand the roots of depression and deflation, he kind of laid that out for them. And in his plan, you could see just how desperate the Greek government was to have some control over their economy. As he was pointing out, all the peripheral economies, Portugal, Italy, Greece, Spain, Ireland, what they call the pigs. See, again, you know, these are guys who buy 548 Bugatti Veyrons each month. Okay, they call them the pigs. They're the peripheral economies there, and they're not pigs. They're people who made the mistake of joining a union that was created by a bunch of central bankers and multinational corporations, and they're having their monetary supplies manipulated. They can't get any money to fund their economies. One of the things he came up with, he says, well, maybe so that we could kind of escape the constraints of the euro without having to go back to the drachma, their original currency, maybe what we could do is we could create a cryptocurrency. We could call it future tax coin, and we could do things like sell it, you know, buy 1,000 euros worth of this, and then 2 years you turn it in for $1,500 worth of tax credits. So in other words, it increases 50% in value. It's used to offset taxes by the Greek government, and of course it's something that people would be able to freely sell, just as you can buy bonds and you can sell them before they mature. It would be something that would be increasing. But he would have to come up with this kind of convoluted scheme only because the IMF and the European Central Bank and the German bankers are starving them of cash. That's why the ATMs are running out of cash. They don't have a currency that they can run to. Bitcoin is going huge in Greece. It's going huge all over the world. Actually, they say the customer base has increased with nearly 120,000 transactions occurring each day in early June, an increase of 10 times over the same period in 2011. They say last week, Coinbase, a Bitcoin exchange and wallet provider, waived fees for customers buying with euros due to the Greek crisis. Now, of course, the headline from Business Insider says, Bitcoin is faltering at a bad, bad time. They're having trouble processing. There's so many people are buying Bitcoin, they're having trouble running through all the processing, okay, processing all the orders and everything. Well, it still hasn't collapsed like the New York Stock Exchange or the Wall Street Journal or United Airlines, okay? So it's not doing as bad as they did, but it's still interesting that demand is up several hundred percent with Bitcoin. It's interesting on Twitter. Max Kaiser had tweeted out just before they enacted the capital controls. He put a picture of a thumbnail, and he said, this and Bitcoin is the only way you're going to save your money if you live in Greece. And he was he's being proven correct. I think it's also interesting, in looking at the hardship of the people there, they can't get even the most basic medicine. They can't get insulin for the people who are diabetic. Do you see anything being done by Doctors Without Borders? I Googled it. I couldn't see anything. You know what? The only thing I found when I looked for Doctors Without Borders in Greece, they're not bringing in any medicine for those people. Forget about them, okay? They go places where there is Ebola, and then they bring it back into our country or whatever. They were complaining because they said illegal immigrants who had gone into Greece were suffering and not being able to get medical care and treatment and everything. But the Greek people, they could care less about them. They're not going to put insulin in there for them. They're not going to do anything to help them. This is the crackdown of crony capitalism of the central bankers. And I want to cover Eric Holder because nothing exemplifies better this kind of corruption and cooperation that we have between the big banks and government than the story of Eric Holder. And this is from Rolling Stones. It's from Matt Taibbi. And this guy is a great investigative journalist. He's done a lot of stories on the LIBOR scandal, on HSBC and UBS being involved in money laundering for terrorist groups. This is his story. Eric Holder, Wall Street double agent, comes in from the cold. He points out that Holder, who just resigned, he resigned a long time ago, and then he kind of hung around for I don't know how many months, 6 to 9 months afterwards, said Holder will reassume his lucrative partnership. He made $2.5 million the last year he worked there, and he will take his seat in an office that reportedly, and he says this is no joke, was kept empty for him in his absence. So he was working for this this corporation that was Covington and Burling, which represented big banks. And they even left his office vacant for him because they knew he was going to be coming back after he continued his work for the same clients. I'm going to break that down for you here. He says, though, this is the way he portrayed it. So he said, I'm going to go back to making millions every year because I am so interested in doing charity work to benefit the public. This is what Eric Holder said. Just because I'm at Covington doesn't mean I'll abandon the public interest work. The firm's emphasis on pro bono work and being engaged in the civic life of this country is consistent with my worldview that lawyers need to be socially active. And so Matt Taibbi says, yeah, right. He's going back to Covington and Burling because of the firm's emphasis on pro bono work. Here's a man who spent 6 years handing out soft touch settlements to practically every too big to fail bank in the world. He says collectively the decisions that he made while in office saved these firms, and he lists them. He says these are firms that they represented, okay? Firms like Morgan Stanley, Wells Fargo, Chase, Bank of America, Citigroup, just to name a few, he points out, okay? Those former clients of his, and now they are his clients again. And I would say, and I think Matt Taibbi would say, they were his clients while he was attorney general as well. He said he saved them a sum that is impossible to calculate. He says Holder doesn't look like it, but he's actually a revolutionary. He institutionalized a radical dualistic approach to criminal justice, essentially creating a system of indulgences wherein the world's richest companies paid cash for their sins and escaped the sterner punishments the law dictated. And he says, here's the five things that Holder did. Number one, he failed to get a single conviction in court for any of the crimes related to the financial crisis. Remember, back 2008, you know, it all happened, was going down. They got elected on that. They were going to reform everything. They didn't do any of that. Nobody went to jail about any of that. Number two, he says, Holder famously invented a concept called collateral consequences, under which the state could pursue non-criminal alternatives for companies if they believed prosecuting them might result in too much collateral damage. Here's an example. Britain's HSBC, which admitted to massive money laundering and violations, Swiss bank UBS, which manipulated the LIBOR interest rates. Remember, LIBOR is a London interbank exchange rate, okay? That's how they, if you've got a variable rate mortgage, that's how it's, what it's tied to is the LIBOR rate. As a matter of fact, if you don't have a variable rate mortgage, if you got a fixed mortgage, they come up with that fixed mortgage rate based on the LIBOR exchange. They were making money by playing the difference in that. It was all exposed. It was something straight out of the movie The Sting. Remember where they had the horse races and they were delaying the information for the guy? They knew who was going to win, but they were delaying the information. They were placing their bets and making money on it and then playing the people for suckers. That's essentially what was being done in London. He says both banks, even though they were let go, even though nobody went to jail, they got fines, okay? They got fines. They were too big to jail. And Eric Holder said that, along with Lenny Brewer. And, of course, Lenny Brewer also worked at this same firm. They were caught up doing the same thing later on. Okay, they didn't learn their lesson. Why? Because they weren't punished. He says it's worth noting that Holder, before he became Attorney General, represented UBS at Covington and Burling. So, again, another one of the banks that he represented. They say that his lenient policies were deployed at a time when fellow officials like Geithner and Ben Bernanke were using bailout money to merge troubled firms together to make even larger firms. See, they were too big to fail, but that didn't stop them from making even bigger companies. His argument was, we can't punish these guys because they're so big, they'll have a negative effect on the entire economy. We can't take it, shut down HSBC. They're just too big. Nevertheless, they're making them bigger and bigger. And, you know, this all started back in the Clinton administration. I remember when it started because I was in North Carolina, and it was Nations Bank being merged with Bank of America, and it was someone who was tied to Nations Bank, Erskine Bowles, okay, was in the Clinton administration. Everybody said, this is a merger that is too big. It's going to set off massive consolidation if they allow this to go through. Everybody said they're not going to allow, the Justice Department won't allow this. Well, the Clinton administration did. Because they had a guy, Erskine Bowles, who was had been involved with one of these banks. So they approved the merger, and guess what? That set off the consolidations that resulted in just a few banks, about seven, that were too big to fail. They started doing whatever they wished. They removed the restrictions on them getting involved in speculative margin calls. They created all these derivatives. They pumped up the mortgage market. And then when everything went boom, they all got off. And, of course, Eric Holder was a part of this. Let's go back to the Matt Taibbi article from Rolling Stones. He says, number three, Holder also pioneered the extrajudicial settlement. Extrajudicial settlement. Striking huge deals with companies in which judges didn't sign off on the agreement. See, this is kind of like the exact opposite of the mandatory minimums, where you've got some guy that's got a pot that he's growing in his closet. And they're going to nail him for 10 or 20 years, and there's nothing that the judge can do about it. No violence involved, no prior convictions. He's going to go to jail based on the quantity, you know, mandatory minimums. No, they've got just the opposite for the big guys. They get extrajudicial settlements, okay? In other words, leniency. They say that this institutionalized the backroom deal. Everything was done in secret, our secret government. Number four, he said, there's a huge misconception that is pushed by people on Wall Street that, quote, they were let off because no one broke any laws. And actually, that's what Obama said. Obama said, some of the most damaging behavior on Wall Street, in some cases the least ethical behavior on Wall Street, wasn't illegal. And Matt Taibbi points out, yeah, Obama is a great lawyer, and he knows how to twist the words. He says, some of the worst behavior wasn't illegal. It's true, but much of it was. Listen to what they let these guys off with, okay? He says some of this was very illegal. They got guilty pleas from these guys for crimes like fraud, manipulation, bribery, money laundering, tax evasion. And this is a description of HSB's crimes from Eric Holder's Justice Department. Quote, as a result of HSBC Bank's USA AML failures, at least $881 million in drug trafficking proceeds, including the proceeds of drug trafficking by the Sinaloa cartel in Mexico were laundered through HSBC Bank USA. That's what Eric Holder's Justice Department said. $881 million in drug trafficking money laundered by HSBC. And he says, you might remember, this is Matt Taibbi saying, you might remember the Sinaloa cartel had ISIS-style torture videos, but HSBC laundered their cash. They even created, listen to this, they even created, HSBC created a special teller window to make sure that the Sinaloa cartel's deposits were made easier. Do you hear that? They got their own special teller window. The people who were making ISIS-like torture videos, this drug cartel, they were laundering their money and had a special teller window for them. This is, he said, admitted. It is not alleged. This is not a conspiracy theory. Okay? This is criminal activity of the highest order that Eric Holder let go for his former, now current, clients. Okay? And I would argue they were his clients all along. Says, but Holder went out of his way to let them keep their U.S. charter. He gave their executives a grand total of 0 days in jail, $0 in individual fines, and then listen to, and he points out, this is HSB laundering money for guys who chop people's heads off with chainsaws. And then the last thing that they did was they called these fines remedial payments. And that allowed them to write them off as tax deductions. So even though they claim they get a $7 billion fine at Chase, they get $245 billion of it as a tax write-off. Isn't it great to have friends in high places? This is what's going on in our corrupt government.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R, like rebel, R, the letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
¶¶
back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I want to cover a little bit about what's going on with Jade Helm. And, of course, as Joe Biggs is recording the news flash that he's got up, it's going to be happening in just a few days. It starts on the 15th. So I want to talk about a few things that have come up recently with that. Before we do, this hour, the Alex Jones Show has been made possible by your support of the high-quality products that we sell at InfoWarsLife.com, products like Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. As I mentioned before, I take this every day. It's something that's very easy to do. It's liquid form. It's not a problem to take liquid supplements. I like taking liquid supplements because I know that they're bioavailable very quickly to you, and I know that this is a high-quality supplement. I can feel it. Many people can. You can read the reviews at InfoWarsLife.com. As I point out, we've got over 400 reviews there, over 99% positive. They would recommend it to a friend or family member, and right now it is in stock. It's been out of stock for a while, but it is now back in stock, and we have free shipping for the month of July. Again, you can get your bottle of X2 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Now, of course, Jade Helm is coming up this next week, about 5 days out. The Washington Post recycled this sarcasm from a couple of months ago when this came out, you know, trying to downplay the fact that there's anything at all unusual about this. The Americans are coming. The Americans are coming. Some in a Texas county feel that an Obama-led U.S. military invasion. No, that was not what we said. That is a straw man argument. And we're very concerned about a lot of things that are happening. And, of course, as we talked about, the increased militarization of our police, the increased presence of SWAT teams, how differently our government treats its citizens than most of the developed world. I mean, we're being treated like citizens of banana republics. So it concerns us very much when we see massive exercises, training in cities, because you train where you're going to fight. And then we see this coming up just a few days after that, after the Washington Post tells us on July 4th, oh, don't worry, the Americans are coming, the Americans are coming. No, then they tell us they're going to not allow press coverage at Jade Helm 15. Okay, embedded reporters will not be permitted at any point during the exercise, says Lieutenant Colonel Mark Lastori. He was the guy that was at Bastrop. And as we've documented before, there was inconsistencies in his story, even on the same day, in terms of what he was saying. Clearly, he's not being straight with people. And you just can't get a straight answer from our government, especially from the military. If you remember, it was last summer that there was a Drudge Report article, and they were talking about how they could not control the press, that things were getting out in the Drudge Report, and so forth and so on. And some one of the people at the press conference, one of the younger military officers there, stood up and said, nobody believes what we're telling them anymore. They just think it's mindless propaganda, because it is. She confronted the guy from the Pentagon and told him that, and we showed that on videotape at the time. But they're saying embedded reporters will not be permitted at any point during the exercise. Then they kind of backpedal and say, well, we'll consider that, nothing is finalized, but we're not really going to do that. Because, of course, this is Special Forces. But then the Washington Post points out, however, the military has granted access to Special Forces in the past. They say one recent example, they had a journalist as part of the Robin Sage exercise in North Carolina. That's an exercise that's been going on for a very long time. But it is very different than this exercise. It doesn't go on for 2 months. It doesn't involve every member of Special Forces. They say this, the embedded journalist covering Robin Sage in North Carolina wrote a profile for the magazine, okay? This is not going to happen here. This is about mastering the human domain. And if you've not seen our report, you need to look at that. You need to understand this is about geospatial intelligence. It's about coordinating the military, using them as boots on the ground for the surveillance state, for the police, for the NSA. That's what this is about. We'll be watching this next week. We want you to send us your reports when you see something, film something, and tell us about it.
Visit GCNLive.com today. Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans, they're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, HDFirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms. HDFirearms.com.